Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back, everyone. I am your host, Arthur Schaefer, and I'm back again with another wonderful, wonderful guest that's going to be joining us shortly. We have Christopher Brigman, who is a counselor located out in North Charleston, South Carolina. And without further ado, let's bring him out. Christopher, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do?
Well, first off, thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity. So my name's Chris Brigman. I live in North Charleston, South Carolina. I'm originally from Columbia, and I am a vocational expert, a vocational evaluator, a licensed clinical mental health counselor associate, and a therapeutic coach. I render my services here in the Charleston, North Charleston area or Charleston area, and I seek to provide services to primarily minority groups, but everybody that could use a person to talk to about their issues and concerns.
That's beautiful. And what made you pursue this profession? Have you always been passionate about helping others, or is it something you kind of grown into?
I've always been passionate about this. I didn't have, of course, the training when I was younger, but my parents and family have always worked for the Department of Mental Health here in Charleston. And through their stories and experiences, I started to realize that there's another way to approach people that have issues such as mental illnesses and mental conditions that they weren't aware of, especially in a minority culture. So that's been something that I've kind of developed a passion for outside of my original passion of just helping people.
And how has COVID affected your ability to connect and help others?
So interesting enough, I worked for the federal government for 11 years in the capacity of a therapist, a counselor, human resources. And most recently, I decided to branch out on my own as of March. And even though as terrible as COVID was, it provided an opportunity for people to feel more comfortable with virtual work. So I've been able to actually reach more clients in rural areas that wouldn't usually access these types of services during a normal pandemic-free day.
Okay. And now more than ever, what do you notice a lot more people coming to you for? You know, there's been an increased rate in anxiety, depression, and even, you know, suicide. I guess now more than ever, what do you notice a lot more people coming to you for? Is it anxiety? Is it depression?
So anxiety and depression are two sides of the same coin. So if an individual comes to me with issues of depression, there is a caveat that exist in the realm of anxiety. So that has been the largest part of services that I've been providing. It's been interesting. A lot of the individuals I speak to are mothers of children who are being homeschooled. And being homeschooled, a lot of them are missing out on formative years in their young academic careers. And it's causing a disruption in their understanding of their own social identity and their ability to socially categorize themselves as a academically sound, you know, individual or a well-diverse student that has school, sports, and academic clubs. Because of the pandemic, it's preventing them from having this access to that social capital, and that is a lot of the type of work that I'm getting now.
You're helping bridge that gap between, you know, being socially accepted and finding yourself, correct?
Correct, all virtually, and not just virtually for the business, but virtually for the individuals who are living in a virtual world now. This has been kind of forced on us, for good or worse, it's here, and we have to deal with it. Not everybody has been prepared to sit at home for days at a time talking to individuals only via virtual platforms, and doing having sessions virtually has, I think, given these individuals a little bit more comfort and security in speaking with somebody or interacting with somebody on a virtual basis. So I think that that's helped.
Okay. And what would you like to see in the future? You know, what's on tap for you?
So currently I am about I would say three-fourths of the way through of my PhD. I'm getting it in industrial organizational psychology. I'm pursuing that because work-life balance is important. We classify ourselves by our jobs every day instead of by who we are as people. And I'd like to study more on that and expand my services to focus on that interaction for individuals and separating themselves from work and their personal life. Also, I work with the Department of Labor, Social Security Administration, and the Department of Veteran Affairs to provide services to help individuals who are disabled, veterans, minorities, elderly individuals, to learn how to assimilate better into society based on their current issues and standings, whether it's work-related, personal-related, emotional, romantic. A lot of those things are opening up for me. So in the future, that's where I'm growing the business towards.
And unfortunately, we're kind of running out of time here, but how can my audience get in touch with you and the services that you provide?
Of course. So you guys can look me up on Psychology Today. My name is Christopher Brigman. I'm one of the only black male counselors in the North Charleston area, which is good and bad. I also have a website. It's balanceconsultingsc.com. I'm also on Yelp, and you can also Google me. I've written a couple of op-eds for the paper here. And I've done a few interviews for the local news station. So just Google me. I think Christopher Brigman and Google will give you everything you need.
Awesome. Thank you for coming on and having this conversation with us.
Sure. Of course. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure. And for everyone else, do stick around. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give him a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.